Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour 202, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and to do so using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our blueprint, as our guide. And most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, understanding that we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth using the checks and balances that our founding fathers bled and died for. We do testify that Christ lives and that he will return. Make no mistake about that reality check. And if you're on the Savior's side, you will be protected. You will win. The Antichrist folks need to understand they will lose. It's only a matter of time. I know it feels like they have the upper hand for now, ladies and gentlemen, but don't let your faith waver is all I got to say. And man, have we got an incredible guest today with us. His name rhymes. His name is Dr. Alfonso Manzo. So Dr. Manzo will be with us. He's a naturopathic doctor, ladies and gentlemen, and he views the body as a whole. That's a little bit Chinese kind of medicine style. I love it. It's absolutely true. In which all parts are, quote, interrelated and should be considered for true health and wellness to be achieved, ladies and gentlemen. Now, his website's a little bit hard to get to unless you pay attention to me. Well-beingbydesign.com is the website. Well-beingbydesign.com. There's a lot of great stuff on that website. We'll get into the details in minutes. But Dr. Manzo, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me on, and look forward to talking about the stuff that's going on.
You betcha. Give me a quick little bit on who you are, where you're from, just kind of a stage of who is Dr.
Absolutely. So I grew up in Ohio, and that's where I'm living currently. And I have a really interesting background because early in my life, I started out in electrical engineering. And I did 2 years of electrical engineering and then decided I don't know if I really want to keep doing this. And after that, I thought I was going into ministry. So I went to Grace College and Theological Seminary. And when I was there, I got sick and I got ulcerative colitis. And of course, I ran into the problem that most people run into, and that is when I went to the doctors, they were able to give me a name of a disease, but they had no idea what caused it. And of course, they had drugs, and eventually we can cut your colon out and, you know, you can wear a bag. And I thought, wow, that doesn't sound like a good idea. And I'm kind of an engineer, so if you can't tell me what the cause is, how are you going to fix it? So I decided to go more natural. And at that time, there was a holistic practitioner here by the name of John Barron. He was about 93 years old when I saw him. He looked like he was 70. And he had he was an old German. I think he was a medical doctor and a DO. He had all kinds of degrees. And so he tested me and found parasites. And of course, I was on American Standard Diet, which was terrible. And, you know, eating normal college food. And I had really high heavy metals, specifically mercury and cadmium and I think it was lead. So he started me on a process of detoxing and changing my diet to whole food and then killing off the parasites. And, you know, within about a year's time, I was back to normal. And I was like, wow, this is something. So I decided to pick up a biology major, which is the pre-med out there. And I continued and went right on through getting my pre-med and getting my master's in divinity. And then I decided, well, okay, so where am I going to go from here? And I decided, well, I'll be a naturopathic doctor. And for those who don't know, those are doctors who specialize in using what God created in nature to heal the body. So we don't spend a lot of time on drugs and surgery and things that are not according to the creation. And because of my background, I wanted to specialize in a field we call biophysics or bioenergetics, because electrical engineering. So I started studying the electromagnetic systems of the body, and that was kind of my specialty as a naturopath. So that led me to discover that there are these master control points on the body, that they're not acupuncture points, they're not chakras, it's none of the new age stuff, but they're actually telecommunication master control points, and they line up perfectly with the Hebrew letters. So we actually have the Hebrew letters as master control points on the body. So the Creator actually has written His language in our body, and that system is what controls almost everything in the body. Well, it does control everything in the body. It's what animates the body, and we're going to get more into this later as we discuss the crazy stuff they're doing, but that creates the body's software system. There actually is a software system of the body. And it's
right,
directly.
So let's talk about this software system a little bit. When you say these control points, help me understand. Give me an example that I can get our arms around for the audience, right?
Yep. And this is important because this is part of what they're doing to us now, is they're attacking this. And so think of it this way: in biology, they have something called levels of structural organization, on how they organize how the body goes from like single cell all the way up to you. And they start with the chemistry level. And they say, okay, chemicals come together and they form cells. And then all these cells come together and they start forming tissues. And tissues come together and they start forming organs. But the problem with that is they forgot the first level. It doesn't start with chemistry. It starts with the informational level. And the informational level is the software of the body. It's the unseen that's creating the seen. And that is information in the body that is communicated through light. So there is actually a light communication system in the body that is sending information all over the place and power, like a battery. And that's what powers the organs and gives them the information to know how to function correctly. So that's what actually creates the chemistry level. The chemistry level doesn't just evolve out of nowhere. And the reason why they don't want to cover this in the books is because you would have to understand there's someone all-powerful and all-knowing to create this power and the information that then creates the chemistry. And these master control points on the body are like telecommunication centers, almost like, you know, our satellites or our cell phone towers. And they're communicating with each other via light and sending information throughout the body, and they're directly connected to our Creator. So He's always constantly connected to us and sending this information through our body so the body can manifest the way He designed it to. So does that make
sense? Now understand, ladies and gentlemen, this messaging system that is beneath all the other scientific levels they've documented is real. And what the scientists want to claim on the surface to you, the public, is, oh, that doesn't exist. These guys are crazy. It isn't true. It all starts with the, and then they start, as Dr. Wisely pointed this out, saying, hey, you know what? So the scientific levels that they're pointing out have some truth. They're just literally deceiving you about the whole picture. Now, here's what's interesting about these goons, these eugenicists, these thugs who are backed by Satan. Okay, here's the reality. They know this is true, and they know what we say is true. They deny it publicly because they want to use science as their tool to jettison the relationship between us and God. But they know it's true, and the way that we know that it's true is because they're using it against us as they exploit it and try to play God. Doctor, have I gone too far, or is that how it is?
No, that's exactly how it is. And I'm trying to pull it up here real quick. How many people remembered Moderna? Now, here it is. They took this off of their website, but when they first came out, Moderna came out and said that their jab was going to be an operating system. And here's the screenshot.
Now, hold on, stop for us 1 second. Think about the psychosis and the literally clown scientist idea that is. We're going to inject our operating system into you. Could it be more evil, more diabolical, more satanic, more presumptuous to play God than that, ladies and gentlemen? They're going to inject their OS into you and modify slash replace the one you've already got while they pretend it doesn't exist because it doesn't match their science? Do you see the deception, ladies and gentlemen? Wow, doctor. Go ahead, sir. I just wanted to really highlight that reality point.
Yeah, so listen to this. This is quote, "We set out to create an mRNA technology platform that functions very much like an operating system on a computer. It is designed so that it can be plug and play interchangeably with different programs. In our case, the program or the app is the mRNA drug. And then the software is the protein."
Let's be clear, protein.
The software is the mRNA. The application is the protein. So what it's doing is it's creating this synthetic protein. And this is what they've been doing. And, you know, the hard thing, and here's another really interesting thing. They also say this, quote, "We need to get the mRNA into targeted tissues and cells while evading the immune system. Because if we trigger the immune system, basically the immune system doesn't want this in the body."
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a quick pause. We're going to come right back. This is critical understanding stuff. And just like the building blocks of the body, we're going to use these building blocks to help you understand with Dr. Alfonso Manzo about how this all works. He's going to be speaking at Red Pill Expo in Salt Lake coming up in just a few days. TheRedPillExpo.com
for more. Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Dr. Alfonso Manzo with me, ladies and gentlemen. He will be speaking at the Red Pill Expo in Salt Lake City, taking place November 12th and 13th. You want to learn more, ladies and gentlemen, theredpillexpo.com. The title of his up-and-coming speech at the expo, what they are putting in us is from the pit of hell, and that's exactly the reality check. Look, it's like the Tower of Babel all over again, ladies and gentlemen. But what they're doing is they're trying to basically take your holy temple, your God-given body. And what they're trying to do is replace God's operating system, or God's communication system, you might say, with their own. And they start it with mRNA, folks. They want to literally gene splice, cut your, you know, DNA. They want to splice their information in there. They want to use this mRNA to then replace your operating system. They want to then boot that up, and they want this to literally eventually be under their control. And it starts very simply. They've only got pieces of the pie, but they intend on over time building on that cellular structure they've modified, that they've manipulated, that they've mocked God in doing. That's really where they're starting with this, Dr. Bradley, or I mean, Dr. Monzo. You had mentioned that you had on their website, this is Moderna now, evidence of this reality that they have now taken off, right?
Yeah, it's harder to find. Luckily, myself and other people have taken some screenshots. Now, they have all kinds of other information on there, which is really interesting to start going through, but they do just come right out and say it. So what was interesting for me to actually finish my story is, so after figuring out this system, I call it the Aleph Tav body system, because Aleph is the first letter in Hebrew and Tav is the last. So I basically worked 15 years on measuring all these points and what they're doing and how they control the body. And then in 2019, I heard something about weaponized pathogens and nanotech, and I was like, this is kind of weird. You're telling me there's a patent? So I started looking into it, and sure enough, I found out that our government has a patent of a weaponized pathogen they made with the Nazis in the 1940s. And I found out that in the 1940s is when the Nazis started working on weaponized pathogens and nanotech. And the problem is most people cannot understand this technology today because they don't realize the Nazis were consulting with demons. And the demons gave them the basic structure for nanotech. So the technology that scientists are playing around today does not come from man, which is why people have a hard time trying to figure out what's going on. And it's been going on for a long time. Since the 40s, they've been making diseases. So they can make their, really, it's Mystery Babylon. And they've taken over the entire medical system, if the medical system was really ever that great in the beginning. And they've been in the process of making diseases. And then what happened is, you know, when I first started talking about this stuff, people thought I was absolutely crazy because I was saying things and they were like, there's no way this technology has been around since the 40s. I'm like, but you're forgetting it's not man-made. It's very advanced technology. And they're just playing around with it. And, you know, every once in a while, the scientists come out and they go, oh, we just discovered nanotech can do X, Y, Z. Well, if you designed it, wouldn't you know what it does? How are you discovering what it can do? That's the sign. And then 2020
hit. Let's just say this slightly different so people get what you're saying. You're saying the technology already existed from God. It's the manipulation and modification of this system that they are tampering with, right? They're inserting their man-made manipulations on what God has already established, is the point that you're making. So it's not that we're saying they've had complete knowledge. They've been gaining knowledge since they got in bed with Hitler, since the Nazis you know, dug up this information, so to speak, from demons or from wherever it got inserted. But it's this tapping into it that started in the 40s. They've been at it for a long time. And here's the interesting part. We're just learning publicly fairly recently, meaning over the last, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, because there's different components to this. We're just learning what they're capable of. We have no idea how far along they really are in this. But what they're doing is they're trying to build a tower to God. What they're trying to do is take over your temple. And they don't have all the knowledge that God has on this system. What they have is their limited knowledge as they try to play with it and learn as they manipulate the system. We're all worldwide their experiment, Doctor.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they've been doing. And when you really start breaking down their technology, you realize all they're doing is taking God's creation and perverting it. So when they make nanotechnology particles and these different machines that can self-assemble, they're trying to copy God's design, but do it in a way that actually causes harm and control. And when you really look at it, so what is a weaponized pathogen? A weaponized pathogen is where they take the DNA from multiple organisms and splice it together. There's nanotech involved in it, and there's toxins. So it's not just a normal pathogen anymore. It's half pathogen, half machine. And it's not designed to kill people necessarily. You can die from this stuff, but it's designed to create disease, make you miserable, and act as a subtle form of behavior modification. They want you dependent on them. And ultimately, the goal is transhumanism. They don't want you to remain human anymore, but they have to push that very slowly. So since the 40s, they've been very slowly figuring out how to layer this technology over and over and over again in your body. So a lot of us have all this technology already because they've been spraying it and putting in the food and insects that sting, like Lyme disease. And then they came out with the jab, which was really important because there's a spiritual principle there. You know, the spiritual kingdom works based on laws. Everything does. The laws that God created. So they know they have to get your consent to attack. And that's why they put this stuff in a jab, which is the next layer that then works with whatever else is already in the body. But they need your consent to take that shot so they can do the next level of DNA programming, or reprogramming, which we should say. And that's what we're dealing with now. And I think what 2020, what that was basically God removing the veil and trying to wake everyone up and say, hey, you're in mystery Babylon. The medical system's corrupt. A lot of the churches are corrupt. The politicians are corrupt. Your school systems are corrupt. This stuff has been going on right underneath your eyes this whole time. But look, now I'm going to let you see how bad it really is. And I think that's what we've been seeing the last 3 years, is this nonstop. He's just been allowing us to see what they've been actually trying to do to us. And it seems like they're not even hiding it anymore. I mean,
no, they don't need to. They've proven that the masses will go along and not oppose them. So now they're willing to come out with more and more of the details. What they still won't level with the people on, though, is how far along they really are. How far along are they in this technology? What are they really capable of? And I don't think that we really know the extent of that yet, right?
Not completely. I mean, I know a lot, but I don't know everything. And a lot of the stuff I have is because of revelation. You know, I'm not a prophet. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But when it comes to health and how we're being attacked and what we can do about it, that's how God speaks to me. So sometimes he just gives me information. One of the big things was the SIT. So SIT stands for Satanic Information Technology. That is a software version of nanotech. And those programs are what run a lot of the system. So the problem we have with, and this is why I started out at the beginning of the show talking about the body's software systems, so people can kind of understand there is an energetic side to the body. Because what you have to understand is a lot of what's going into the jab is software-based and energetic. You're not going to see it under a microscope. You're not going to find it in a chemistry lab, which is why people are having a hard time figuring out what's in the jab, unless they take the ingredients and then allow them to start self-assembling. Once they start assembling and becoming bigger, all of a sudden they go, oh, there is something there. So we need to get better understanding of how to test.
Ladies and gentlemen, they have created these components.
Yep.
That on the fly, when combined,
launch they build their system.
The boot of their system. The booting up of their system happens. The system doesn't exist without all the components. When you put the components into the body, that's when the system starts to boot up organically because of what they've combined. You can't see it when it's separate, though, right?
Exactly. So you have to use
advanced.
That's
what we're talking about.
Testing. And that's where I came in with the jab, is I had a number of people send me samples.
Right. This is a hard break that I have to take. We're going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen. We're just digging in, and I wish we had 2 hours for this, because, man, we got a lot to go. We're going to rock and roll through it, though. You know what? Get ready, folks. Dr. Alfonso Manzo with me. His website, well-beingbydesign.com.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride. The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. The downside unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid called Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win. This marks Bibi's return to the prime minister's office less than 18 months after being ousted. Netanyahu's conservative party won a 64-seat majority in Tuesday's elections with 100% of the votes counted. Danny Ayalon on TRT World is the former Israeli deputy foreign minister.
Many parties on the left side did not pass the threshold. It was too fractured. The left was too fractured. The right was very organized. So Netanyahu knows that although he got a clear mandate, still it would be better for him to govern from the center.
The Department of Justice on Monday charged former professional heavyweight boxer Goran Gregorich with trafficking over 20 tons of cocaine worth more than $1 billion through U.S. ports. Most of the cocaine was from what prosecutors in 2019 called one of the largest drug seizures in American history. The 43-year-old was arrested last weekend after being indicted by a grand jury in New York. Gogic, who is from Montenegro, was arrested while trying to board a flight at Miami International Airport. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly Thursday to condemn the United States embargo of Cuba for the 30th year. The vote in the 193-member General Assembly was 185 countries supporting condemning the United States. Israel opposed it. Brazil and Ukraine abstained. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Alfonso Manzo is with us. He's a naturopathic doctor. Well-beingbydesign.com is his website. Dr. Manzo will speak at the Red Pill Expo coming up November 12th and 13th, so in a week about. And what they're putting in us is from the pit of hell. There's no doubt about that, ladies and gentlemen. Red Pill Expo, Salt Lake City, Utah, November 12th and 13th, theredpillexpo.com to learn more about that. Now, the good doctor was explaining to us that, look, God set up your body, your temple, with an operating system. It's really, really low level before science teaches you about the assembly, the assembling building blocks of the body. This information system, this operating system, this communication system is below it all, and you can't see it, but it exists. And he has spent the last 15-plus years mapping this stuff out, okay? And understand then that man now, using mRNA technology, nanotechnologies, gene splicing, whatever you want to call it, RNA, DNA strands, the manipulations, etc., they have, since the 40s, in bed with the Nazis, in the eugenics movement, they have literally been partnering to hack into this system to try to play God, compete with God, and control it. And right before the pause, he was telling us how understood and discovered this and everything else and is able to prove it because people have been sending him samples. Let's start there, doctor.
Yeah, sure. And one more thing here. So before 2020, when I was working on how to get rid of weaponized pathogens and nanotechnology, because listen to this. This is the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. Now, it's really hard to find these documents, but they used to be out. They had a document out where they were talking about MFI, or what I call WMFI. That's Mycoplasma fermentans incognitus. They have a patent on it. It's one of the first weaponized pathogens they made with the Nazis. And this is what they say they created with just this one weaponized pathogen. AIDS, ALS, cancer, IBS, Crohn's colitis, diabetes, chronic fatigue, MS, Parkinson's, RA, Alzheimer's, autoimmune thyroid, Wagner's disease, collagen vascular diseases, Lyme, and fibromyalgia. And of course, prions. So this is in their own admission in one of their really old papers that just one of these things they created, they were able to create all of these diseases. So you see the gimmick, folks, is they've been making diseases since the 40s. And then they pretend like they're treating them with drugs. The drugs probably almost do nothing except tell the operating system to attack differently. So what you would need to understand is these things can be in your body for years, 30, 40, 50 years. They usually get activated by trauma or stress, and then they come out and they start attacking the body, and they can make their own peptides, actually synthetic peptides, and that's how they control the body. If they can connect to Wi-Fi or wireless communication like 5G now, they can operate off of AI systems, and they can scan your body and find your weaknesses and create a disease just for you. So then when 2020 hit and people were trying to figure out what is COVID, well, why do you think everyone had different symptoms? Because it could literally create a attack specifically for you. So then when the jabs started coming out, I started getting a lot of samples from people. And see, now I test using a biophysics device that tests resonating signature, or that's called frequency signature. So the best way to think of a frequency signature is it's like an energetic fingerprint. All the different frequencies that come together to make up that substance makes an energetic signature. And every substance has its own unique energetic signature. So we know the energetic signature for mercury and for lead. And it doesn't matter how much is present in a substance, the signature is always going to be there. So this is how we have to analyze these injections. And so then I started analyzing the injections and try to figure out what's in the injection and then how can we reverse it and get it out. Now, here's a really interesting piece I think a lot of people missed. It comes from news.mit.edu. It's talking about switching genes on and off with CRISPR technology. Now, the old form was CRISPR-Cas9. And what this article explains is that was not very stable, and they wanted to come out with a better form that could turn genes off and turn them back on if we mess up, of course. You know, and we're going to save the world, of course. That's always their excuse for this nanotech. And this is a nanotech form of CRISPR, and it's called CRISPR A and I. And CRISPR A and I goes in, and it can get into the DNA and cut off a section of DNA and splice in a new code. Now, this is really interesting. It says, quoting, Wiseman and the testers had previously created two epigenetic editors called CRISPR-I and CRISPR-A. Probably AI. But they had one caveat. In order for them to work in cells, get this, folks, the cells had to continually express artificial proteins to maintain the changes made in the DNA. So you want to know why the spike protein is in the jab? Because they need to make or have the body continue to make a synthetic protein so that their technology can continue editing your DNA. And at the bottom of this article, it literally says, this is the same technology that's at the basis of Moderna and BioNTech coronavirus vaccine. This article came out in April of 2021. So it's almost like, once again, they kind of had to like throw that out there for people. Well, by the way, we have a CRISPR technology that's nano size. We're putting it in the jab. And in order for it to work, you need this fake synthetic protein that we're making. And that allows it to make changes to your DNA and maintain those changes.
In other words, we're now learning that they don't have the ability to permanently edit these things. They have the ability to temporarily modify. In other words, their modifications ride on the carrier of the spike protein, right?
Exactly. And that's
why... Which means, ladies and gentlemen, there's a way out of their tyranny at this point. Now, someday, they may develop the ability to permanently edit. Then we're in serious trouble. In the meantime, though, understand, though, there is hope with this knowledge that the good doctor's bringing to the table, right?
Yes, and then this also makes sense with a lot of other things. For example, you know, one of the big debates in 2020, which is a good debate, is what is a virus, right? And here's facts we know about a virus. They're not living. Viruses cannot self-replicate. In order for replication to occur, they have to infect a cell, and it's the cell that's replicating. But they're a small collection of genetic code surrounded by a coating protein. So viruses are not pathogens. Some people say they're exosomes. Well, the reality is a virus is nothing more than bad software, folks. It's the same thing as what's on your computer. Why do you think Bill Gates is involved? So let me explain this. You already know now your body has a software system. When you get toxic and toxins in the body and your software system gets corrupted, just like in a computer, our body has a design to get rid of that corrupted information. We call it a virus. So we can shed viruses and other people can pick them up. But more importantly, people out there like Gates and these other evil people, Fauci, they can make viruses because it's just software. Now think about this. What does it do? A virus tries to get in the body. It tries to get into your cell. If it gets into your cell and your body reads it, your body will do whatever the coding tells it to do. 100 people in the same room, they all get the same virus. It's software. If it gets into your cell and your body's system, its innate immune system that God created says, hey, that's bad coding and doesn't read it, you don't get the virus. If it reads it, you get the virus. So what's interesting is Moderna actually came right out and told us the truth for the first time in years. What they've been putting in vaccines all along is software. Because that's what a virus is. So they just came out and actually told us the truth and said, hey, we're still working on this software to mess with you, but we're just going to call it what it really is and kind of pull a trick on you and make you think that it's something different. But the reality is that all viruses are actually software.
Well, we will slowly deliver the information to you so you don't freak out. Eventually, you'll assimilate and accept it over time, right?
Yep. Yep. So if something's not alive, you can't kill it. So we don't kill viruses. What we do is we denature the protein coding around them. And if you destroy the protein coding, there's nothing to carry the information anymore. You know, it's like this carrier wave that's we're speaking over radio. If we didn't have a carrier wave, we would have nothing to carry my voice to you. So it's the same thing.
And that's
thing.
Why
so
what I we're said doing the spike is protein destroying. Is the great carrier wave for this, right?
Yes. So what they're doing is they're making nanotech coatings now, and they're putting the software inside, and they're trying to make it so that the body looks at it and thinks it's real. So this is where you get all the stuff coming in about the snake venom and hepcidin and all this other stuff. Well, if they're getting this technology in your body and it's making synthetic peptides, these synthetic peptides can look like venom. They can look like hepcidin. They can look like the spike protein. And what we're finding is, with my studying, is they're making over 5 different classifications of synthetic proteins in your body. But the good news is there's a way to start getting this stuff out of the body with advanced science. So in physics, you have 2 types of interference waves. This is very important. And most people already know these. You just need to hear it. You have destructive interference, constructive. Well, destructive interference, you all know what that is. It's called noise cancellation technology. So when you have 2 waves that are vibrating exactly the same, but one's inverted, and those 2 waves hit each other, they cancel themselves out. It's also the example of the opera singer. If the opera singer actually gets to the inverted frequency, resonant frequency of the glass shatters. So what I've been doing is I've been taking as many vials as I can get, and I've tested every company now, and I take those vials and I copy the energetic signatures from those vials and I invert them. And what we do is we do something called a coherent restore, where we're programming specific vials with these inverted frequencies, and we're using light to carry that frequency in. We're using sound, and we're using magnetism, because magnetism, really high magnetism, is really good against nanotech.
And the reason we're using these different things is because they're all different spectrums on the frequency chart, right?
Correct. And nanotech is a machine, so really strong magnets can damage them. Think of the old floppy disk, where, you know, you run a magnet across a floppy disk. What happens? You can erase it. So what we do is when we erase the software that's operating in the nano, it becomes nothing more than a normal particle, and then you can detox it out. If it has an operating system running, you can't detox this stuff out. It's too smart. It's designed to not get out of the body. But so if you're using...
Let me stop you there for a second, folks. It reminds me of just how viruses work in computers. This technology is mirrored in humans for the most part. Oftentimes, you can't get rid of the virus while it's running because it'll just re-replicate itself. It'll just recreate itself. It'll just build it. Okay, so you've got to stop the OS underlying it. You've got to get rid of the proteins that make it run first, the carriers. Then you can go ahead and demagnetize it using your example. In other words, destroy it, erase it. But you can't until you stop it first. You got to get rid of the proteins, then you got to erase it, right?
Yep. So then what we're doing is we're using the inverted frequency.
So I don't know as much as you, but I'm an IT guy, so I know a little bit, right?
That's right. You said it exactly right. So then we're using the inverted frequencies through light and sound to basically disintegrate this stuff, reduce its mass to nothing, and it just disintegrates. It vibrates until it shakes itself apart. So there's not even that a lot of detox needed. And it's amazing because this technology really can't do much about it. So this is what Yah showed me, God showed me. Because if we try to go after it with herbs and drugs, and it realizes what you're doing, it's going to make you miserable. So what you do is you hit it before it realizes what's happening. You cut it off like a SWAT team. You cut off its power supply. You cut off its software. And then you hit them with their own resonating frequency, they just explode, and your body gets rid of the debris. And we're doing that with light, sound, and magnetism at the same time that we're laying on hands and praying. So we're using the name of Yeshua, that's Jesus, and we're using these frequencies to get this stuff out of the body. And then we're using other frequencies to help the body restore and rebuild the DNA. Because your real physical DNA comes from the creator himself. There's a spiritual DNA. And depending on how the spiritual DNA can manifest into the physical is how the physical DNA works. And most of the DNA in our body is called epigenetics now. That means these genes can be turned on and off. They're not written in stone. There's very few amount of the DNA that's written in stone. So even though they're perverting it, we can turn it right back because we're allowing the body to read the blueprint that's coming from the creator. But we have to get the technology out first, because if the technology wants to pervert your communication between you and the creator to them, they don't want you to have that communication. And that's why sometimes people get the jab and they're like, it just seems like my relationship with God isn't as good. Well, that's because they're trying to pervert the body's communication to the creator. They're trying to pervert your DNA. So once we get that stuff out, then we can go through the process of, okay, let's start restoring what it corrupted in the body according to the original blueprint, which is still perfect because it's with the Father and he can give it back to us.
Dr. Monzo, this is why people have turned gay en masse. This is why the transgender movement has been booted up, because they want to obliterate male and female. See, we can't procreate that way. If you they have literally changed the structure of people's minds and physique and desires through these technologies as well. And that's why you say, how did this just come out of nowhere, folks? It didn't. They've laid the groundwork through these software programs. They've injected over and over and over. They've given you through your food and everything. They've been laying the basis for this for the last 10, 20, 30, whatever years. And now they're just able to tweak it more. They're on version 10 or version 20 or whatever. And so their ability to manipulate it becomes more real time and more evident in the world, in society. But it didn't just start. That's the point that we're getting at. You might see the effects now because they've got greater control. They've laid the groundwork for so long. But this is why the transgender movement and the gay and lesbian agenda and all these kind of things have absolutely skyrocketed. Doctor?
Yes. Yes. And another thing to think of, I didn't mention it, but we don't really always mention things that we do here at the clinic. But one of the things we work a lot with is SRA. So that's Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivors. So we work with people all over the world with SRA. And, you know, MK Ultra program came from the SRA program. They basically just looked at what the Satanists were doing, messing up these children, and they tried to make a technological version. So I think what you're seeing with the jab now is what they're doing, I believe, is this is just the reemergence of an ancient technology from the Nephilim that were running around the world in the days of Noah. And they're bringing back their technology. So what we're battling now is not just a spiritual battle, but it's spirit and technology combined. So we need to know what we're actually up against. And I think a lot of the jab is they're trying to figure out a way to do like an MK Ultra program on people with just giving you a shot. How do we get this technology in your brain and rewire your brain so we control it? And they're very close to it. And obviously, I don't think this is the mark of the beast yet, but you can see they're laying the foundations for a future mark of the beast. And they're probably going to come out with something to say, oh, we're going to turn ourselves into gods. And, you know, you're not going to die if you take our shot. We're going to live forever. And it's all going to be a big deception. But until that point, they have to keep testing this on us to get the technology where they want it.
There's going to be two classes of people. There's going to be the dumbed down monkeys that don't question anything, so to speak. And that's not meant to be a racial discussion. It's meant to be a state of understanding and a state of IQ, so to speak. And then they want the elites to live forever. And they really want to divide us into kind of two classes of people. The elite ruling class and then the underclass that pretty much mindlessly obeys what they want and expect. They combine these technologies, this nanotechnology, this ability to gene splice, this eugenics movement, all the terms. They combine it with all kinds of other technologies too. So the actresses and actors go out there in the media and manipulate your mind through constant repetition of certain agendas. They then use kinesiology and other technologies as well to reinforce what they're doing. They've got a duplicity of levels of this agenda to turn us from God, Doctor.
Absolutely. That's the whole agenda. And that's what we're seeing, this whole emergence of transhumanism. It's really nothing different than what was going on during the days of Noah. And we know that's what the scripture says. And the final days are going to be just like the days of Noah. And we're getting closer and closer, and we're seeing it all around us. And it seems crazy, but we're seeing it firsthand.
So now, how do people like you combat this?
Yep.
How do people combat this? Your clinic is phenomenal, but yet, you know what? You can't treat everybody. Is there a way we can spread this technology out and learn to do more ourselves, or what can we do?
Yes. There's a lot of stuff. We have a coherent restore training system for other practitioners or whoever wants to learn it. And it comes with all the technology needed. It comes with videos. It teaches you how you can do these coherent restores to help get this technology out of the body. And the simple version of it is for nanotech and weaponized pathogens. The advanced version is for the people that they take the jab. We have remedies that we can use with like even a home kit. A home kit doesn't necessarily do what the practitioner kit does, but it's good just for normal remedies. It's a home kit laser. It has all kinds of different things in it. And one of them is CVA. So we have something called CVA. You can get it in the laser or you can get it in a spray. And that is a frequency-based formula that was designed for the shedding. So people who are affected very bad from shedding, from people going and getting the jab and shedding on you, it's a real phenomena. It's also right out of the pit of hell, but we have a formula that helps stop that. And then we have the training. We really want to try to get more practitioners. And then we just have basic things that people can do. We try to stick to whole food supplements. We try to tell people, try to stay away from the synthetic supplements. It's not going to help you in the long run. And a lot of people right now are running to a lot of synthetic supplements, like the, what we call it, the COVID protocol. But a lot of times, a lot of those supplements are synthetic, and they're not going to help you in the long run. You can't go wrong with good old cod liver oil and maybe grass-fed beef liver caps. You want to have trace minerals in your water. You want to be on magnesium, whole food C. A good fovic humeric mineral is phenomenal. You want one that's plant-based, like in other words, soil-based fovic humeric acid. And that's really beneficial against the graphene oxide. You can get things like ionic boron. So instead of doing borax baths, you can actually buy ionic boron. It's a trace mineral. It's usually like 3 to 6 milligrams. And boron really helps slow down the self-replication of the nanotech. Another really big thing people can do out there to protect themselves is get good EMF protection. Because more and more studies are showing that this technology can only self-replicate and build itself when it's in the presence of EMFs. And when it's not in the presence of electromagnetic frequencies, it starts breaking back down. So there's a lot of good companies out there. I like Aries Tech and EMF Solutions. There's some other ones. But just learn how to get yourself more protected. Maybe don't carry your cell phone around with you all the time. Don't carry it in your pocket. Maybe, put it on a desk somewhere. Learn ways to minimize your EMF exposure and your 5G exposure. So these are really basic steps that we can give people. It doesn't cost anything to go out there and get it. We have a lot of these products we sell ourselves, and we have training we sell ourselves. But there are things you can do out there. You don't necessarily have to go through us, but
All right, we're about out of time, Doctor. I want to get this out as well. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2019, Dr. Monzo started Health Restoration Technologies, LLC. And this company focuses on health research, product development, and what they call Quest 4 testing services. And now HRT, that company, is now Health Restoration Ministries, a private ministerial association which specializes in the field of biophysics, weaponized pathogens, and nanotechnology, folks. These guys know. If you want to come and hear the good doctor's speech at the Red Pill, Salt Lake City, November 12th and 13th, theredpillexpo.com is where you can learn more. And if you can't make it to Salt Lake City, they have the ability for you to watch it online. But Dr. Alfonso Monzo will be speaking. What they are putting in us is from the pit of hell, is the topic of the speech. Doctor, you've only got about a minute left, but what do you want to tell people? I've done my very best to cover it. I know a little bit about it, not near as much as I want to know, but I've done my best to kind of really put it on the kitchen table for folks. Have I overlooked something you just got to mention?
I don't think so. I really want to stress, the big thing people need to understand is this is a demonic attack. And it's hard to wrap your mind around the technology and what it can do. But that's because most people who are not understanding this technology are trying to look at it through the lens of man. And they're like, oh, how could men develop this technology? Well, we haven't been developing the technology. We've just been playing with it. So it's really important to understand who our enemy really is.
And playing with it from an evil intent perspective. A lot of these scientists
don't even know what they're doing. Right.
The importance is they're playing with it with an evil intent, though. That's the problem, folks. The epic spiritual battle and physical battle on Earth continues, ladies and gentlemen. You're at the center of it. You can deny what we have to bring to the table and ignore us at your peril. We, the people, need to turn to God Almighty, and it's the only solution to repent, pray hard, work hard, understand, and there's things we can do to literally shut down their agenda individually and as families. That's the good news. Anyway, theredpillexpo.com. Thank you, Doctor. We sure appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. Anytime.
Dr. Alfonso Monzo, ladies and gentlemen, His website, well-beingbydesign.com. God save the Republic.